Eric, I have a confession.
What's that, Nikki?
I have a fever, a power washing fever.
But there's got to be a cure for that, right?
There's no cure. In fact, it's getting worse. I'm going to start cleaning everything in the house, out of the house. Everything's getting power washed.
Everything? Are you sure that's a good
idea?
What about like the laundry?
Power washed.
Dishes?
Power washed.
Yourself?
Power washed. I'm going to be so clean.
The ceiling fans?
Power washed.
The doorknobs?
Everything. Power wash. I mean, we might need to repaint the house or something, but I'm going nuts.
We're
going
to have to do a lot of repainting if you're going to use that power washer in the house. Welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're talking about Power Wash Simulator.
If you haven't guessed.
Maybe you can satiate your power washing bug with some video game power washing instead.
I guess. That might do.
Okay. Power Wash Simulator is a simulation game developed by Future Labs and published by Square Enix Collective. Players take control of a power washing business and complete various jobs to earn money. Gameplay primarily revolves around using a power washer to clean dirt off of objects and buildings. The game was first made available in early access through Steam in May of 2021 and was fully released for Microsoft Windows, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS in July 2022. Further ports of the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5 were released January of 2023.
Well, Eric, I was a little worried because I thought I wasn't going to find that much about this game because I looked on Wikipedia and there was only about two sentences under the game development part.
Yeah, that's rough. That's like my go-to source for any and all information.
But I was able to research a little deeper and find some really good interviews out there and found a really good story, I think. I was able to piece it together and figure out how this game came to be.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Gonna start this off in the year of our Lord 2018.
Is that the year of our Lord, or
I don't
was
know.
It? I thought it was zero.
Whatever. We've got James Marsden, who not the actor.
I didn't know that there is an actor named that.
There is very famous actor. He's in X-Men. He's in like so many things. Enchanted. You probably know him best as Tom from the Sonic movies.
Tom from the Sonic movies.
Basically Sonic's dad, like his adopted dad.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah. He seems all right.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a really good actor, but not him. They just have the same exact name.
Okay, so you built it up to the actor, and now it's not
it's
that
not
guy.
Him.
Okay.
I just didn't want anyone listening to think, oh, man, he does video games too? What can't this guy do, you know? Different James Marsden. This James Marsden is the CEO or co-CEO of Future Lab, and on a cool day in 2018, him and his wife, Christy Rigdon, who is also co-CEO of Future Lab,
wow.
So they do this together, they are sitting at home and, you know, they're talking about video game stuff, and Christy's like, hey, you know what always seems to be in the top 10 on Steam? A simulator game. And yeah. And James is like, oh, yeah, good point. Maybe we'll do that one day in the future. Well, at this time in 2018, Future Labs was working on a Peaky Blinders mastermind game, which is a TV series. So it's like a game that's based off of a TV series.
And the TV series is named Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky. P-E-A-K-Y. Peaky. Like you're peeking through the blinds.
Oh, okay.
I've never watched the show. It's on Netflix, though. But anyway, so the idea of creating some sort of simulator game, it's been percolating for a while. It's been on the back burner for them because they've had some other stuff to work on. And most of the games that they made between 2008 and 2018 was pretty much working alongside PlayStation to create games for whatever new console they were about to launch. And so I guess for some of the older consoles, like PlayStation 4 and older, when they launched, like, there wasn't necessarily going to be a lot of games for it.
Yeah.
So they would contact Future Labs and be like, hey, can you make us some games so we can launch this console and have stuff for people to play?
So, yeah. So they were doing, like, the console launch games.
Mm-hmm. And stuff like Peaky Blinders, where it's like, okay, we have this show. We want to have a game with it. You know, go for it. You know, whatever.
Every time you say that, I just think of, like, it's like a Peeping Tom simulator or something.
It's not. Okay. But anyways, when the PlayStation 5 launched with backwards compatibility, it kind of gave them a little more freedom to make something new, because the PlayStation 5 was able to launch with all the PlayStation 4 games, basically.
Yeah.
So there wasn't that need of, like, oh, we got to make some new games necessarily.
So if you have a PS5, you have that old PS4 library kind of already available.
So it gave them a little bit of downtime to work on some other stuff. And also at this time, some of the most popular subgenres of games was first-person shooter and third-person action-adventure games. So they kind of had those ideas in mind of making a game possibly, you know, one of those genres. But with them being a smaller studio at the time, they only had around 17 people working for the team.
Yeah.
They kind of needed to make sure whatever the idea was wouldn't require, like, a ton of resources, you know, like, yeah. They can't just be making, like, GTA 5, you know, with 17 people. You have to keep it realistic. So,
I mean, Power Wash Simulator does kind of feel like a first person shooter in a way.
Exactly. So it's, you're connecting the dots here, right? Okay. So with that, you know, the team started brainstorming, you know, what kind of game should we make? This just so happened to be a very stressful time, you know, being in between projects, not knowing what game they were going to make. This was a stressful time for Christy. And so she would spend her time zoning out on a Reddit thread, or I guess you call it a subreddit, called Power Washing Porn, which is basically exactly what it sounds like. It's a subreddit dedicated to sharing satisfying videos and photos of people power washing things.
Oh, wow.
But this subreddit has 1.5 million members or subscribers. I don't really get on Reddit that much, so I don't know how it works. So they're kind of like noticing this. That's a lot of people to be interested. So
I mean, there's your market right there, too.
Exactly.
If you have a whole
built-in audience.
Yeah, subreddit just for power washing.
So they're like, dang, a lot of people find this, like, a great resource to de-stress with, you know? At this time, Christy also wasn't really on board with, like, a first-person shooter kind of game. And James was kind of, like, trying to talk her into it. So he was giving some examples. He's like, oh, maybe we could do a sniping game, where you're, you know, laying on the ground and you're waiting for people to come by or something, because then you don't have to make a giant map, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. And then he's like, I guess, coming up with some more other examples. And then finally he just threw out, well, what about power washing? You know, that's kind of like what you're saying. You could be laying on the ground, you know, power washing stuff. And she's like, great, Scott, that's it. Not exactly. But anyway, she was like, ding, ding, ding. I think that's the winning idea. So immediately, you know, she's kind of like hyped about this. So they start creating the power washing game idea with the intent of emulating the same zen experience that the power washing videos admit, but letting people do it. You know, no timers, no bosses.
No stress.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing that a typical video game would have. You really can't win, per se. You know, like, there's nothing like that. So the idea was formed so enthusiastically that Future Labs lead artist and lead programmer were given 2 weeks away from the Peaky Blinders project to create a prototype for Power Wash Simulator, which ended up being released as a demo in April 2020.
So they took a break away from their Peeping Tom simulator.
Oh my God. I think it's like a show. It's like a 20s, something about the 20s. And it's like
a lot of Peeping Toms.
Crime, like 20s. A mobster or something. Anyways.
Sorry.
Marsden says that the team really didn't originally have an intention of releasing a demo, but it was advised by, you know, the marketing coordinator that they had at the time because it was pandemic and there was a lot of people sitting at home and they needed stuff to do to fill their time.
I just feel so, like in general, like a demo is always a good idea. Like when is a demo not a good idea?
Yeah, I guess. But specifically, you know, I think it probably was a good idea to go ahead and release the demo.
Oh, before the game is done?
During this time. Yeah, because
to try to build hype for it.
Yeah, because people were sitting at home and this is definitely a game that a lot of different types of people can play. So with unanswered questions about, you know, the pandemic and everything, they went ahead and released the Power Wash Simulator on Steam. Even though the demo did really well, they were still having a little trouble finding a publisher for the game. They couldn't convince anyone really to give it a shot because this was kind of before cozy games was like a term people used a lot. So they weren't really framing it that way. And so like a lot of publishers were like, I don't know if we want to take a chance on this, you know?
Yeah, and Square Enix seems like such a weird match with this game because I always think of like, you know, action RPGs, like action adventure games.
Yeah.
From them.
So while Power Wash Simulator did find success with the early access that they did with the game, that kind of got helped Square Enix get on board. They're like, okay, it looks like a lot of people are into this. We'll publish your game. And so that kind of helped push them over the finish line in July. And it was Square Enix's idea to include a one-day Game Pass launch.
A one-day Game Pass launch. What's that?
Like the Game Pass, like for Xbox.
Oh, so on day one it was released, it was also available on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, okay. So anyone that pays for that, you know, could get the game. And so, yeah, I read a bunch of stuff, like, because they were able to release the demo, you know, they were able to get a lot of feedback and everything, and so that really helped them get the final product to be something good. And so I think that they, even though it wasn't their original idea to put the demo out, like, they definitely are happy they did it because it made everything better.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, like you said earlier, the game was first made available on Steam May 19th, 2021.
And that was the early access.
Through early access, yeah. And then it was fully released for Microsoft Windows, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS on July 14th, 2022, and then later on Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, January 31st, 2023. So, like, somewhat of a newish game, at least for, like, the consoles that we usually play on, Switch and PlayStation. We actually got this through the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, that's true.
For free. And I was like, yes, get that. Because I was already kind of interested in playing this game before. I had kind of heard about it on just online and stuff.
Yeah.
And it sounded like, I don't know, something that I wanted to try. Something different.
Yeah, I've been noticing the hype for this game also when I saw it come out. So I was definitely curious about it too.
Yeah. So it was cool that they had it for free. We were able to get it and download it. Now we can play it whenever we want. So are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah. Hit me with those fun power washing facts. Is this for Power Washing Simulator or just power washing in general?
The game. Oh. I'm not just giving you random power washing facts. I wouldn't even know where to start. So fun fact one. In the prototype, players could crack windows if they used too high of pressure And that's an example of the things that they kind of eliminated as a result of going into early access. Because people gave feedback and they were like, no, we don't want any stress whatsoever. We don't want to have to worry about breaking windows, breaking gnomes, anything like that. Stress free. So they took all the stressful things out pretty much.
Huh. I kind of want to be able to break the windows though.
Fun fact too, Square Enix and Future Lab have announced that their cleaning simulation game, Power Wash Simulator, obviously, had achieved over 7 million downloads worldwide.
What?
As of May 2023. So that means that now they have over 7 million downloads of the game.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I never really asked, but did this game review pretty well when it came out?
It actually has pretty good reviews. Well, I don't know about like when it exactly came out, but like if you look now, it has pretty good reviews. So I think it was pretty well received. And fun fact number three, there are over 25 special jobs that you can do that are not a part of career mode. Most of them are kind of like crossovers with other franchises. And some of my favorites are they have a Back to the Future pack. Where you can clean a DeLorean and all kinds of stuff like that. They have a Tomb Raider pack, so you can like clean her mansion and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the Croft Mansion.
Oh, yeah. And then they have a SpongeBob SquarePants pack where you can clean SpongeBob's pineapple, and it's great.
Nice.
So,
wait, you're cleaning SpongeBob's pineapple underwater?
Exactly. I mean, stuff gets dirty underwater, babe. Have you not seen Titanic? Like the actual ship?
I mean, yes. I know stuff gets dirty underwater, but using a power washer is going to be kind of tough underwater.
That's true. I don't. I didn't do the SpongeBob things yet, but maybe in the future, and then I'll tell you how it works.
Okay.
So, Eric, I'm going to throw this on you, and it's going to be a shocker. But did you know that there is quite a bit of story to go with this game?
I had no idea. I know people were texting me. I just treated it like what happens when I normally get texts when I'm busy, which is just pretty much ignore it.
True. Which, like, actually, when I was playing it, I didn't really pick up that much on the story either. But as I was researching it, I found a whole bunch of stuff. And so it kind of got, like, interesting, and I went down this rabbit hole of all the lore with this game, but I'm gonna keep it sort of short. But I do want to talk about the story of this game because I just think it's kind of unexpected that there's such a detailed story.
Yeah, I did not get any of that. I remember seeing text about like a cat or something, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much all I remember about the story.
Yeah. So the game takes place in a fictional town called Muckingham, where you've started a new power washing company with the help of your friend Harper Shaw.
Is he the person who keeps texting you all the time?
Yes, one of the people. You go around town and around the surrounding area of Muckingham, completing cleaning jobs for several clients, everyone from archaeologists to the mayor, okay? So this game has a developing story, including the mayor, his cat Ulysses, the volcano, and several other people living in or nearby the town of Muckingham.
Is the volcano like a dirt volcano that sprays dirt everywhere? Because
no, it's a real volcano.
That would explain why everything is like the same kind of black dirt on everything.
Yeah. And one of the things that I thought was really cool when I was looking up the lore behind this game is that, you know, in the story of Power Wash Simulator, you are saving the world, basically, by power washing, okay? And a cool thing is that the game closes its own logical loop by using a time-traveling scientist, and that the flying saucer has gravity engines on it that you can tell are an evolution of the ones on the advanced plane prototype you cleaned earlier in the game.
That sounds like some pretty heavy spoilers, Nikki.
Spoilers, yeah, for sure. But you're cleaning. It's like, if you are going to play this game, like, pay attention to the stuff. Because there's a lot of cool story and things going on. That's That's mainly why I wanted to bring it up, because I didn't really pay that much attention to it, and now I'm going to.
All right. As you continue to play it, I imagine.
Yes. All right. So, Eric, are you ready to get into what you liked about the game, if anything?
I did have a few things, yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I will say, like, me and Eric have very different opinions on this game. I really like it, and Eric, I think, hates it.
Hate's a very strong word, but I would give it a pretty low score overall.
Okay. Well, one of the things I like about the game is I find it very relaxing. I think it's a very good way to just zone out and chill, kind of like coloring or something.
Yeah, like that. Coloring is a very great description. It's like coloring, but you're not choosing the colors, and yeah.
Yeah. Instead, you're cleaning. Instead of putting stuff on, you're taking stuff off.
Yeah, which is about as interesting as it sounds. sorry, I'll save that for later.
Okay.
So one of the things I liked is that this game delivers on what it promises, which is a power washing
simulator.
Yeah, a semi-accurate portrayal of power washing homes, vehicles, and objects. Like, if you want an incredibly simple and straightforward game where all you do is, like, you know, just clean, then this is, like, right up your
this
alley.
This is it, yeah. They do these videos at the end of the cleaning jobs, and I think this is kind of what makes the whole thing for me, because when you get done with a job, it kind of shows you this video of it going from really dirty to really clean, and it's you cleaning it.
Yeah, it's a time-lapse video.
Yeah, it's a time-lapse video of you cleaning it. And to me, that is, like, so satisfying. That's worth it, like, to get to see that. And yeah, I could go on Reddit and just watch some videos, but this is, like, I did that, you know?
Like, I will say the time...
This is my work.
The time-lapse video at the end does almost make it feel a little worth it.
Thank you.
I had that as a pro as well. I like the little bit of resource management included in the game. Like, you can buy progressively better power washers to make the levels go quicker. You can also buy, like, attachments, nozzles, cleaners to help you with the hard to clean spots.
Yeah. So, and different outfits, which is cool. Yeah. I have, like, a totally pink outfit.
But yeah, just having some sort of progressive item is always a good idea within the game.
Yeah.
So it makes it feel like you're getting better, even if you're not actually getting better at the actual game part, you know, it actually feels like you're getting better because you're getting better equipment.
Yeah, true. I think you do get better over time because you're, like, you know kind of what to look for. You know, you start learning, like,
yeah,
what
that's
they're
true.
Gonna, like, what the hard things are, like the little cracks and the little, like, nooks and stuff.
Yeah, it took me way too long to clean that first van. It's like, I think I got everything. Like, where is it?
Yeah. Another thing I like is that the cleaning jobs are fun and interesting. Like, some of them are totally normal. Like, yeah, you're cleaning, like, a classic car or a house, a regular house. But some of them, you're, like, cleaning a giant shoe house. Like, you're...
Yeah.
You know, or you're cleaning, like, a Ferris wheel or something that's kind of different and cool.
Or, like, a treehouse.
Yeah, a treehouse.
Or, like, a monastery.
Yeah, or SpongeBob's pineapple. So, I think that, like, they kind of do a good job of mixing it up, of throwing in some fun, weird things for you to clean.
Yeah, I mean, that is good. So, I'm out of pros. I do have one pro/con.
All right, well, we'll save that for the end then, I guess. I have a couple more. Another thing I like about this game is I find it pretty addictive. Well, I don't know if that's a pro or a con, but I think it's a pro. So for me, it's like once I start, it's really hard for me to stop playing this game until I've, like, completed the job.
Yeah. Because
you're just like, oh, a little bit more. Oh, a little bit more. And then the next thing you know, you just spent 4 hours power washing in this video game. But I think that's a sign of a good video game is, like, if you don't notice the time passing by, then
yeah,
you're in it. You know, you're having a good time.
You see, that was my pro/con because I'm not really quite sure how to categorize that because the game does, like, just soak up time. It will go by and you'll, like, blink and, like, 2 hours have gone by where you're trying to, like, get all the dirt out of this fountain or something.
Yeah. But It's also a really good game if you can control the addiction, that you can play for a short amount of time or a long amount of time. You know, if you have 10 minutes to blow before you need to leave for an appointment or something, you can just power wash for 10 minutes.
That's true.
And then just save your progress and start back where you left off when you come back.
But then you're going to have to leave on an incomplete project.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. It saves all your progress. So.
But if you're not one that wants to get sucked into a story or anything, you just want something that you can play kind of like more casually, then this is probably a good one.
Yeah. I will give it that it's really simple and really easy to get into and play.
Yeah. And then the last thing that I like is all the hidden cat stuff. Like almost in every level you can find cat little feet prints, paw prints. You can see a cat perched watching you, like power wash, you know.
Huh. Is that an Easter egg or also, is that like a fun it's fact? It's
kind of like an Easter egg, sort of. You know, Ulysses is the mayor's cat, so he's kind of like, I think, doing some stuff, some shenanigans. But there's also some other things that I noticed that were in a bunch of the levels. Have you noticed anything that you've seen over and over?
The garden gnomes.
Yeah, the garden gnomes. That kind of started out not as an Easter egg, but then it turned into like one, you know?
Yeah.
And then I also kept seeing soccer balls like in almost every location.
Yeah.
Like a random soccer ball would just be on the ground or whatever.
Yeah, and you can wash them and they'll just kind of roll out of the way.
Yeah, there's probably some random trophies you can get for like moving the gnomes and stuff, but I didn't look it up, my bad. I had all this other information. All right, so we can talk about cons now. That's the things that I liked.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, one more thing that I liked. I liked the sound of the water. It's very calming.
So you like the one sound effect in the game.
Yeah, and they actually got a company to do the water sound effects. So, like, I feel like if you're not paying attention, you probably think it's just the same sound. But it's actually when you're cleaning different materials or different surfaces, it will make different sounds and stuff. And I don't know. It just goes along with the game very well.
Yeah, I will say I agree that the different materials had different sounds.
Thanks. You can verify. All right. Well, I'll let you go first on the cons since you probably have a bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be good. So the most glaring issue to me about this game is just that it's not a lot of fun. It feels more like work than an actual game.
Yeah. Interesting. I can see why you would say that, but there's also a lot of other games that I would classify that way too, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not fun.
Yeah, just like on a is this interesting kind of level, like, you know, you're just doing kind of the same repetitive things over and over again, which makes it feel like you're kind of just working.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels more like work than a game to me.
Okay, to you, yes.
What's one of your cons?
I feel like this might be a case of you either love it or hate it. You know, I don't, there's probably not a lot of people in between that just think this is like an okay game.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of surprised that it reviewed so well, because like I did not particularly think it was very good.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're getting this game for yourself, you probably know what you're getting into and you're interested in doing the power wash simulating, you know. Yeah. Like, this isn't a game that you would probably get on your own, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's,
if I didn't pick it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have picked this game up on my own, but yeah.
So most people that are downloading it, they think it sounds fun to them, so that's like something different.
I mean, you can check out the demo and you can see the screenshots, so it's not like they're hiding anything.
Yeah,
I mean, it presents itself as what it is, so that probably helps.
Yeah.
So did you ever have a parent tell you that you were like rotting your brain when you were playing video games as a kid?
No, because I didn't play them that much. I mean, my mom would tell me that about other stuff, like TV.
You know, my dad would come in when he'd see me playing video games and let me know that I was rotting my brain.
Oh, you're rotting your brain,
yeah,
son.
And, you know, a lot of games, you know, they're... at least engaging in some way where you feel like you're learning something or you're getting better at something. Mm-hmm. This game really does feel like you're rotting your brain when you play it. This is like the most accurate, like, yeah, you're rotting your brain playing this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Eric.
I am.
I disagree on that, but it's fine. You can have your opinions.
I think my IQ dropped every time I played this.
Oh my God, whatever. One of the things that I found annoying was sometimes I would run out of cleaner and it wouldn't let me buy anymore. Like it would be out. Or I would have cleaner and it would put a limit on how many I could use or something. And I'm just like, I don't want any of that.
Yeah, the cleaner does not.
Give me unlimited cleaner.
The cleaner does not stretch at all.
No.
It's very, very limited. It makes it feel like it's not worth it.
Yeah, and it, like 1 liter of cleaner goes by so fast.
Yeah.
The power washers are not very conservative with the soap.
Yeah. So there are really two ends of the spectrum as far as simulation games go. There's like the ultra realistic simulation games like Microsoft Flight Simulator, Farming Simulator, Euro Truck Simulator. And then there are the simulation games that just lean heavily into being absurd, like Goat Simulator, Overcooked, Had a Full Boyfriend.
Yeah.
And this game definitely falls into like more of the realistic category.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just never been big on games like that.
Yeah.
Like I've always liked the absurd simulator games. And it has to go with like specifically why I play video games, which is more to kind of escape reality. Whereas like the ultra realistic simulators are more like trying to get you into a specific reality.
I mean, but power washing for real in real life is not as much fun as the video game.
This game does make it seem like power washing is amazing.
Yeah.
And there's not any like painting or staining you would need to do afterwards.
Yes. And it's not like this is like the only type of game I play. You know, I play a lot of games with a lot of really good story, a lot of good absurd things going on. But I think there's room for this in my rotation of games.
In this game in particular, I want the absurdity cranked up to 11. I want to power wash a vehicle like in the middle of a police chase. I want to power wash a plane while it's flying or power wash a building that's being destroyed by Godzilla or something.
Oh my God.
I just want more absurdity.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like this game lacks. It feels like it's too grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Make it sillier.
Yes. I think the game has a purpose and it's serving its purpose, which is for me to zone out and chill and not have to think about much. You know,
okay.
Sometimes you don't want to have to think.
Maybe there can be a competitor who makes it more silly.
You should make it. You should make it.
What else you got?
So something that they do that's kind of good, but also kind of bad is when you press right on the D-pad, it will highlight the dirt that you've missed. But what they like to do is make objects all yellow.
Yeah.
And then the highlight color that they give you for the dirt is also yellow. So you can see that that doesn't really work very well. And if you're colorblind, I would assume that you definitely wouldn't be able to play this game. But unless they have a colorblind option or something in the settings. But like, they would make like a whole house yellow when like
that's
the highlight color of the dirt's yellow. So it would be just really hard to see.
Yeah, I ran into that problem too. And one of the first things I tried to do was like, okay, I'll go into the options and just change the highlight color.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I can change it to blue or pink or whatever.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't. They should add that.
Yeah, that was definitely a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Another really glaring issue for me was just the complete lack of a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of different genres that would have worked really well for this game too, like metal, rap, punk, techno, pretty much anything that gets your adrenaline going. I want to listen to some Power Man 5000 while power washing.
I mean, no one is stopping you. You could have just played music for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that, but it just feels lazy not to include anything, any sort of music within the game at all.
Yeah. Well, I think they did it for the zen part of you being able to listen to the water and
stuff. But you can still have that and still include some sort of a soundtrack. Like,
I guess.
And you don't have to break the bank, like, to get the latest, like, songs in there. You know, you can get some older songs. You can get some indie songs.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have made a really good soundtrack for this game, I think. And it just feels like a huge miss that they didn't even bother to try.
Eh. I like the option of not having music if you don't want it, and then you can listen to your own music.
Well, that's what
if
I'm saying do. Is you can still have the option to not listen to music and still have the option of having a soundtrack, too, within the game.
It didn't bother me.
I don't know. It just felt lazy to me. Like, let me jam out to some tunes. Like, yeah, I could go get my own headphones and stuff and put my own stuff on, but, you know, your game. Like, you should have your soundtrack.
I don't know. I think for this one, it works not having it, but...
I think it should have been...
We like obviously are disagreeing on everything on this game.
I think it should have been like an upgraded item. Like, okay, you can buy an MP3 player or something, or you can buy some tracks with some of that extra money you get.
Yeah, that's an idea.
All right.
What else do you have?
That's all the cons I got.
All right, cool. That wasn't so bad. So you aren't going to be playing this game anymore after this.
Yeah, I mean, my main complaint was just that it's not a very interesting
game.
It's
not for you.
It's not. There's not a lot going on.
Yeah. Just like I'm not really into Mega Man. You're just not into Power Washing Simulators.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm not saying that there aren't going to be people who like it. It's just why I don't like it.
Exactly. And that's okay. I respect it.
So what kind of strategy did you have when it came to power washing? I assume this is going to be a pretty important part of this
podcast totally. Episode. So, like, what strategy can you have? Okay, like, use different cleaners for different materials. Like, they have plastic cleaner, glass cleaner, whatever. Switch it out. If you forget, then you'll just end up wasting your cleaner, and that sucks. And then also... You know, switch out your nozzles.
Yeah, you know, the appropriate range for the appropriate nozzle. So if you're super close, you can do a wider nozzle.
And if you need to really hammer off some of those stubborn dirt pieces, you can, like, use a more narrow nozzle to really have the pressure.
You get one of those spinning nozzles that's, like,
get
that same pressure and it, like, spins a little bit.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's something that you have?
So, yeah, generally you just need to look from every angle at stuff.
That's true. Yeah, you need to, like, get down on the ground and then get up high.
And that highlight dirt button really does help a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, it took me a while to find that, and then I was like, that was game changer. Because, like, when you're just looking with the naked eye, some of the dirt specks just you can't see.
Yeah, they just blend in.
Yeah, so... That's about it. Have fun. This is what I always say.
So, yeah, just one other thing. Just buy the more powerful power washers as soon as possible, and that'll make the levels go faster.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, definitely use the ladders and step stool things that they have laying around free to use.
I usually tried to avoid the scaffolding just because when you put it out, it would just put you at more of a distance.
Mm-hmm.
So usually if I could climb on the object, I would try to do that. And then second, I'd go for the ladder. And then third, I'd have to settle for the scaffolding.
I think once you kind of learn how to place it on the ground, there's a little bit of a learning curve there. Then it makes it easier. There are certain aspects of this game that kind of reminded me of Super Liminal with, like, the angles of stuff. And sometimes it would do that optical illusion kind of thing where... It looked flat when it wasn't, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed sometimes when you're using certain power wash nozzles at certain angles, like, you could kind of manipulate the game a little bit and, like, clean a little bit of a larger area than what you probably were supposed to.
Oh, kind of like cleaning a horizontal surface and, like, yeah.
Yeah. But that's a bonus strategy there for you.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, there's not a lot of strategy to this game because it is basic and it's like, yeah, it's not one that you're gonna play for like an awesome story, but it is one that if you want to just chill out and not think, you know, you can pick it up.
If you literally want to rot your brain, this is the game.
Exactly.
So anything for the future?
I found a couple things that were more recent. Like late last year, they released a VR version of the game. A standalone version. But from what I've heard, the reviews for it are not so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the main issue? Or were you able to find that?
I didn't look into it too much. I just saw a bunch of headlines that were like, this game's crap. And so I'm just kind of going off that. I would imagine like maybe some people would get like motion sickness or something. Yeah. But that's just a guess. I haven't really played that many VR games, so I don't know.
I did see something that even though there's already a good bit of DLC for this game, there's more coming out this year. Like they have plans of releasing 2 more paid DLCs, 3 seasonal DLCs, and 2 more free DLCs throughout 2024.
Yeah, so they released like this really cool graphic and it kind of had their plan for the year. It's like laid out.
Their first paid DLC was the Warhammer DLC.
Yeah, Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
So that's the most recent DLC. I've never played that game, but it looks like kind of cool.
Yeah, like kind of.
Is Warhammer a game or is that a movie?
I always remember it as like a D&D adjacent game. Kinda,
okay.
Kind of like a where you kind of like have this big grid, big battlefield kind of thing where you have like figures that kind of represent.
Gotcha.
But I think there are also video games.
Okay.
So I think it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think it's just a big like franchise overall that I have not played anything from.
Yeah, that's true because Back to the Future, Tomb Raider, even SpongeBob, all of those are movies, but also games, but also some of them are TV shows too.
They're franchises.
Yeah, so that's cool. All right, so Eric, I gotta know, did you earn $500,000 power washing?
So no, not even close. I think I got like maybe around 4,000 or 5,000. The reason it's so low is because he kept having to buy better power washers to kind of.
Well, you didn't have to.
I mean, unless you want to spend a long time cleaning.
Hey, sacrifices.
I feel like you kind of had to. But as a matter of fact, I did some quick math and I found out it actually would have been impossible for me to complete this challenge.
No. No.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. So my quick math was I estimated that it would you could earn about $1,000 in an hour, which is kind of being generous, I thought, because a lot of those $1,000 projects would take longer than an hour. But yeah, so, you know, that's 500 hours to get to $500,000. And, you know, that's a little over 20 days. So if I had 14 days to do this, I would have had to play the game 24/7. And I still wouldn't have been able to complete the challenge.
Man, I can't believe I did that. Wow. In all honesty, I really didn't try to come up with something that was impossible.
Well, how far?
I was trying to come up with something I knew you couldn't do. Like, so I guess I kind of was trying to come up with something impossible, but not like technically impossible, just impossible for you. And so that's my bad. So I'm going to apologize to you for that by rapping with you. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. That sounds fair.
You forgive me?
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
All right, thanks.
Just real quick, how much like would you say you earned?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was spending money willy-nilly. Like, I was buying outfits. I bought all kinds of stuff.
Man, if I could have bought some MP3s in that game, that would have been fantastic. All right, yeah, let's hear the rap.
Okay. Just an OG from Mockingham, power washing like I don't give a damn, telling all these fucking punks to scram so I can clean this truck. Ram, wham, bam, thank you ma'am, smoking a couple grams, got no dirt on these hands, met some cool aliens.
You know me on sight in the bright hazmat tights, the name's Washer White and I don't travel light. Like the Dark Knight, I'm forthright with my might, and I'm right with my spite to unright the dirt blight. Despite the muddy mires, I'll wash out your crud fires and conspire to find a buyer for that old set of tire and acquire new attire like a knight to his squire. I know I'm a new hire, but your bank account's required prior to the job, cause I charge per swab. I'm better than a mob with my prime vista heartthrob, so don't be a slob or you're gonna get robbed. But I won't cover cob cause I know it's full of knobs.
Eric, did you ever think that you would be doing a rap about power washing in your day?
No, definitely not.
Well, I'm here to make dreams come true.
Thanks, babe. Couldn't have done it without you.
Speaking of making dreams come true, we have a special guest on our next podcast. I'm pretty sure we're making his dreams come true.
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
This is like the Make-A-Wish video game foundation.
No. But we do have a guest for the next episode, right, Eric?
Yeah.
We asked our friend and local artist around Kennesaw, Marietta, Sean Mills, to be on the next episode. So kind of excited about that.
Nice.
We have a ton of artwork in our office hanging up right here that we've gotten from him. And he does quite a bit of like video game stuff and portraits and other things too. But like, I noticed that he did a lot of video game art. So I'm like,
nice. Yeah.
You know what? He would be a good guest. So I asked him and he is stoked to be on.
Cool.
So let's see what game he picked. I'm going to guess that he picked an old game because a lot of the art that he does is like
kind of that retro, know,
Kirby and Cave Story and yeah, kind of like some old stuff.
Yeah.
And I think like he just won a team trivia thing for like retro gaming trivia or something like that too other day. So I'm going to guess that it's an old game.
Yeah.
So let's open up the email. All right. He is nominating the Sega classic game Gain Ground. Not gangrene. Gain Ground.
Have you ever played Gain Ground?
I have never even heard of it, but to be fair, I don't know a lot of Sega games.
Yeah.
In general, we didn't have a lot of consoles like growing up, and when we did it was usually Nintendo, so I don't think I ever had a Sega. Did you?
I had a Sega, but I never had this game.
So, in addition to giving us the game, he states that this is a game that is more fun to play with a partner because there's some strategizing and things like that you get to do.
Yeah, sounds fun.
So, we have two options for challenges,
which is
kind of cool.
Nice.
We can each do one of them, or we can both do the same one, I guess. But the first option is to beat the game on hard. Oh, that's going to be a negative for me. And the second challenge is beat the game using only the base character named Athra.
Okay, yeah. I wonder how
many. I don't know who she is or he is, but that's probably the challenge I'm going to go for.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, so cool Sega game. Excited. I've never heard of this one, so it's totally new to me.
Yeah, it would be nice to do kind of a classic game too.
Yeah. All right, well, till next time.
All right, bye.
Bye. If you like this podcast, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, rate us on Spotify, and check out our website at pressanybutton.net. You can listen to our raps, can find out some more information about us, can comment on our podcast, and let us know what you think. It'll be great. Just do it. Bye.